In this week's episode, we learn why only 8% of people achieve their goals. This week's three words, how's your focus?
Welcome to the Three Word Podcast with author, speaker, and life coach, Lisa Thal.
So here's an interesting fact. Scientists say that 92% of people never achieve their goals. So who's that leave? That only leaves 8% of people who actually achieve their goals. So what's the difference? It's focus. I know you're saying this. It's hard to believe, but this is true. It's a staggering 92% of people never achieve their goals. And this is according to a research study done by the University of Scranton. Now, we do know that 92% of those people, that doesn't apply to you listening, the three-word podcasters, right? That doesn't apply to us. But many of us, we've set New Year's Eve goals. So I want you to stop a minute and think about what goal did you set for yourself this year? What was the goals and visions you designed for your year this year? Sadly, yep, I bet many of us, we couldn't even write it down right now. We probably said, hey, I want to have a better relationship. I might want to be more healthy. I want to make more money, so I've got to get my business in order. So we had those goals, but how are you doing with them? Well, it's my vision for all of us to get back on track. Follow the following five recommendations I have for you so you can start achieving versus dreaming. All right, number one, see the future. See, we need to pretend we see the future and we stop looking backward. Yeah, I know we can learn from our past experiences, but we need to stop focusing our time and energy on the past. But here's what I want you to do. I want you to pretend, take a moment and visualize a year from now. I want you to think about that. What does your life look like? Even if you have to pause this podcast, please, I encourage you to do it. Write down what you see and what you need. Do that. What would make this year the best year of your life? Is it better health, a more fulfilling relationship, more success at work, becoming a better leader so you can continue to impact others? What is it? Please pause the podcast. What does that future look like for you? Okay. Number two, start saying no. You have to remove all these distractions in your life. Start saying no to people and even things that are stealing time from you. Again, let's walk through this exercise together. Let's pause the podcast. And before you do, write down what may have been taking time away from you, from achieving those goals, those visions you've had. Each day, remind yourself that you've discovered an extra hour or two to be working on your vision. So in sales, yeah, we need to start saying no to clients that are wasting our time. We all have them. They want to sit, they want to talk with us, but they never move forward with any of our ideas or recommendations. So what do you have to do? You have to start saying no to those clients and start saying yes to the 20% of clients that are doing business with you. I know a lot of you out there, you're going, it's hard. I can't even say no. Saying no, it's not easy for me. Well, this is hard for a lot of us. So here's what I want us to do together. I want us to practice together. Let's say no together. One, two, three. No. Okay? See, that wasn't so hard, was it? But if you find it challenging to say no, then perhaps this will help you. Just say, I have a lot of commitments on my, a lot of expectations of me right now. I'm just going to have to say no for now. And when those other commitments are finished, I'm happy to say yes to you next. All right, number three, feel it. That is what the 8% of goal setters do that succeed. They feel it. They want it. They desire it. So ask yourself right now, what is your level of commitment? Are you focused on reaching your goals? Are there obstacles that are popping up along the way that you find yourself running and hiding from? Or are you looking for a solution to get around those obstacles? The 8%, they have this internal compass in them that keeps them locked on what has to be achieved. They don't stop. It's a belief system that they have deep down of saying, I'm going to do whatever it takes because anything less, I can't move forward. It's just this intrinsic motivation at their core that they have. So just remember that internal compass, if you will, that says, I am worth it. I'm going to achieve it no matter what. Nothing's getting in my way. All right, number four. This is really, really important. Write it down and be very specific. When you write your goals down and they're visible, whether you're writing them in a journal, you have it on your screensaver on your phone, post-it notes over your house, on your computer screen, it helps you stay focused. This is really important. It's the second component in creating this concrete action steps that you must take. See, if you're vague about your goals, you're going to miss them. It's just that way. But I use a system that I call commitment to me. And if this is helpful to you, I encourage you to write this down. I create a framework and I write it down of everything I want to accomplish over the year. And then I break it down. So like step number one, I have to know what's important to me. What is my vision? What's my goal? Sometimes it was writing a book, doing a podcast, and I had to find a way to chunk it down in addition to everything else I'm doing in my daily life. Just like you have busy lives. And having a busy life doesn't mean you can't accomplish your goals. So here's what I'm going to ask you to do. I ask myself the following questions to help stay committed to me and my goals and visions. So here's question number one. What can you do in the next 15 minutes? That's right. Write down right now, even if you have to pause each time, write down the goal and vision you have. What could you do in the next 15 minutes? Then we're going to follow the same process. What can you accomplish in the next hour? Write it down. The next 24 hours, write it down. The next 7 days to accomplishing your goal. What can you get done in the next 7 days? The next 14 days, the next 30 days. Keep pausing, writing it down. See, all these action steps, that helps you accomplish your goal in the next year. So also, at the end of the year, and many of you have that vision and goal, you have it written down, write it down, look at it. What can I get done in the next year? See, all these action steps you're taking, these little focuses each day, 7 days, 14 days, 30 days, they become the 8%ers. See, because everybody talks about achieving goals, but they fall short because they're dreaming instead of taking the action of achieving. I don't care what it is you're looking for in your life, whether it's a better relationship, better health and wellness, more financial stability, being a top leader in your career, in your sales efforts. These all apply. And here's step number five. This one's really, really important. Avoid multitasking. See, the most successful people, they're patient and they take it one step at a time, but they do it with a sense of urgency. They're juggling a lot of things, but they also know they can only stay focused on one strategy at a time. See, when you have all these multitasking thoughts, it gets in your brain and now you're splitting your focus over multiple things. You actually lose focus and you lower the quality of your work and it actually takes you longer. It sounds crazy, but it's true. The 8%, they're smart enough to work on smaller projects to complete the big goal, just like I walked through on step four. But they do it by knocking one down at a time, and then they move to the next one. It's this uninterrupted time. They're not going from one project to over to this one. They know this is the most important project to achieving their goals, and they do it. And you know what you do? You'll also create momentum because you're staying focused on each project at a time, and you'll see that you're accomplishing more at a faster pace. So here's to you, all the three-word podcasters, and I want this so badly for you, to become a part of the 8%, not the 92%. You're worth it. Your dreams, your visions, whatever you want to achieve in your life, you can do it. Just follow this five-step process. I promise you, you'll be along further than the 92% that are sitting on the sidelines dreaming about what they want to do versus achieving what they want to do. So here's to you. If you like this podcast, make sure you rate it. If you think someone could benefit from this episode, I invite you to share it or subscribe so you don't miss out on the next three-word podcast.
Find more episodes and get the book at threewordmeetings.com.